This is All Things Considered on WBUR. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Brown. A day after the governor ordered the shutdown of a state drug lab, defense lawyers are estimating that thousands of drug convictions may be open to challenge and reversal because of the actions of a state chemist. The state police say that the Jamaica Plain lab, which was recently transferred from the Department of Public Health to the Department of Public Safety, was closed after they determined that a chemist failed to follow testing protocols. State police are investigating allegations of deliberate mishandling by a woman identified in court records as Annie Dukin, a 10-year employee. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri joins us now to discuss the fallout. Hi, David.
Hi, Steve.
What is at stake here?
Without exaggeration, what's at stake here is the integrity of the justice system. You have basic evidence in drug cases. It's now coming under question because of that chemist. And for the whole 10 years that she's been working for that lab, literally, she's been involved in thousands of cases, Steve.
So what kind of work was she doing?
So as a chemist in the lab, she received the evidence that was brought in by police. And then the chemist is expected to log it in to maintain this chain of custody and then weigh it and analyze what they brought in. So she has to identify whether it's a controlled substance or not, whether it's an illegal drug, and then what it is, and weigh it. And of course, the weight's critical because weight determines the charges much of the time, and it even drives the prison or jail sentence upon conviction. Here's defense attorney Ed Ryan. He's the former president of the Massachusetts Bar Association.
It's a determination whether it's cocaine or crack cocaine. It's a determination of purity, and it's a determination as to weight. And if you've got a chemist who's fudging on any of those issues, then people are going to jail that perhaps shouldn't be.
So, David, when was the problem with that chemist discovered?
This is perhaps the most disturbing part of the story. And the scandal, by the way, is still young because it was in June of last year that problems were discovered in that lab. It was then under the control, by the way, of the Department of Public Health. Lawyers and the Committee on Public Counsel Services, though, were not notified until February of this year. So here's Ann Goldback, and she's the scientific expert for the CPCS.
You should have been alerted to it immediately. I don't believe that that chemist should have been involved in any cases from the moment they discovered it until they could figure out whether or not there were further problems. And instead, we were kept in the dark for 6.5 months. Instead, that chemist came to court and testified. We don't know how many times.
This is really what is stunning, Steve, that that chemist, Annie Dukin, was testifying at a trial in January when they already knew that the problems went back to June, and the attorneys for these different clients weren't notified of irregularities until February of this year. But when some of the attorneys sought hearings to look into the improprieties, and the state counter-argued that it was only a single batch of improprieties on one day, so they lost their motions, those defense attorneys. Now, 6 months later on, still we know the problem was far greater, and it's only now coming to full light.
Okay, briefly, David, what needs to be done now?
Well, they have to determine if anybody else was involved. Right now, we're told that only a single chemist is involved, but they have to go through every case that she was involved in, every case, and try to figure it out. So this is going to be a massive problem, it would seem.
Okay, thank you very much. WBUR's David Boeri.